This is the Photography Podcast on photography.ca, episode number 53, How to Market Your Portfolio to Galleries for September 18, 2008. Hey there, photo lovers. How's it going? And welcome to the 53rd Photography Podcast on photography.ca. My name is Marco, and as always, we're coming to you from Montreal, Quebec, Canada. We're in Parc Lafontaine once again, and today is September 18, 2008. This is the second photography podcast that I'm putting out this week. There's so many suggestions coming in. I'm trying to do as many as I can, as fast as I can. It's now actually 6 p.m. Montreal Eastern Time, and there's more activity in this park than usual. So if you hear screaming or kids screaming and dogs and joggers and bikers and things like that, or traffic, and you find it distracting, please let me know. The first 40 or so podcasts I kind of recorded in a, in a nice indoor setting with minimal noise. And then for the last bunch, I've really been enjoying being outside, but I want the quality level, the audio level, to be acceptable. So if you find it at all distracting, I'd love it if you would let me know. If you actually like the effect, I'd like to know that too. As always, you can send email suggestions, photography.ca@gmail.com. You can post comments and or suggestions in the forums. Just make your way to the forums on photography.ca. Or, of course, you could just respond in the blog where these podcasts are published, photography.ca/blog. Love to get critiques and, suggestions and ideas. So please don't feel shy. Today's podcast suggestion is courtesy of PS Love. Thanks so much. And it's how to market your portfolio to galleries. But before we actually get into the podcast, I'd like to thank Benny for his comment on podcast number 52, where we had that interview with Kevin Kubota. He seemed to like it, and we appreciate that comment. And I'd also like to thank Spryder, a new bulletin board member that joined up and posted a few times. So welcome, Spryder. Thanks so much. This time, I really think it's going to be a shorter podcast. They always end up being about 20 to 30 minutes, but this one may well be shorter. I'm going to cover it as in-depth as I can and give a couple tips, but I think it might be a shorter one. So here goes. This podcast, as mentioned, is based on a suggestion by PS Love, who actually wrote the suggestion in our forum on photography.ca, and here it goes. I would love to hear a podcast on how to market yourself as a fine art photographer, specifically the best way to go about approaching galleries with your portfolio. I'm at a point right now where I'd like to start submitting a couple of projects to galleries, but I'm starting from a point where I have no official photographic schooling and I have no idea how to plug myself as an artist. It would be really helpful if you could provide some tips on making the best of your portfolio, preferred portfolio print formats for galleries, whether it's necessary to have a website, and the proper etiquette involved in approaching an art gallery. Basic stuff I know, but I think it would be really useful. So this is actually a topic that I have some personal experience with, so it's more than my pleasure to share my experience, provide a few tips, and some commentary from people that work at actual galleries right now, as we speak. Before I get into it, I should also say that bulletin board member Mindforge also added to PS Love's podcast suggestion and wanted me to do a series of podcasts all about marketing to galleries, where to advertise, keeping track of marketing, selling yourself as a photographer, complete portfolio ideas. And although those are all great ideas, for this one, I'm just really going to concentrate on marketing to photo galleries. The others I may well do at another time, and Mindforge offered some help, and I totally appreciate that. And I might take him or her, I never know if people are boys or girls, might take him up on the idea in the near future. But we're going to keep this one nice and tight with regard to just marketing and presenting your portfolio to galleries. So as I mentioned, this is something that I have experience with. I've exhibited a number of times, both solo exhibitions and group exhibitions, in photography galleries, though I must admit it's been a number of years since I've done it. I've kind of been busy with other projects for the past few years, specifically a little website about pets called pets.ca, which takes up a whole bunch of my time, so I don't get to do as much fine art stuff as I once did, though it's still in my blood and my eyes are always open for great scenes, and I'm always building two or three continual portfolios, and I expect to exhibit again sometime in the future, just I can't predict when. So here's a couple of tips straight up about presenting to galleries and how to present your work to photography galleries. The first tip is be realistic about your talent. And this is especially true if you're a newbie. a lot of people these days, they get these digital cameras and they find that they're able to take good pictures really quickly. And you know what? That's often true. But when you're a newbie, you really don't know the difference between a good photograph and a bad photograph. And even though your family members may encourage you and people you know may encourage you, those photographs may really not be that good. So you have to be realistic about your work. And the best way to do that is to compare your work with other photographers, post on forums and stuff like that. You could post on the photography.ca forum and get some honest opinions about what people think about your work. There's tons of other forums as well, and you should do that too. Have other people that know photography look at your work so that they can judge your work. Of course, at the end of the day, many people think they're artists and their work is fantastic, regardless of what other people think. I respect that point of view, but I also respect the point of view that many, many people have done this before you, and many, many people know the tricks of the trade and know what is a good photograph, what is a bad photograph. They know about composition, exposure. They've done this all before. So if you're just starting off, I would take my time, work really, really slowly, and find out just how good you are. I would not approach a single gallery, not one, ever, without showing my work to a photography teacher or other photographers that know about the work you're doing. If you like to do architectural work, then show it to a photographer that does architectural work. Post images in places on the internet where, you know, people know about architectural photography. So have other people gauge the value of your work. Show your work on Flickr, FLICKR.com. Flickr is an enormous, enormous photographic community and with different levels of photographers, but there's tons of groups there and you can really gain some good quality information. You could see some really good quality photos on Flickr in any group possible. So compare with photographs existing on Flickr. Find out what people think. There's critique forums on Flickr too, and they'll give you an honest opinion as well. So do that. And that's the very, very first tip I have. The next tip I have is always show your best work. Always, 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 especially if you're showing it to one of the gatekeepers, you know, someone in the gallery that's going to present your work to the gallery owner, or you're going to send it to an online gallery. Don't show crap work. Show only the best work. If it's a low resolution JPEG, don't show that low resolution JPEG because your work is not going to show up really well on a low resolution JPEG. If you're posting on a forum to get an idea, that's cool. But the actual person that's going to see the work, show them the highest quality work possible. Make it a fiber-based print or a high-quality inkjet print. Make the work fantastic. In terms of the presentation, if you're actually bringing your photograph somewhere, make sure the box is beautiful. Don't drop it off in a ratty old knapsack. You know, just don't. Image does count. It sucks. It's surface stuff, but it does count and it's a fact of life. If your photograph is good, but it's presented poorly, that reflects upon you as an artist. Believe it or not, it does and it's true. So only show the best work and use the best presentation possible. My next tip in terms of showing in galleries is don't show in galleries right away. You want to show your work in coffee houses first, restaurants first. You want to show it in places that aren't galleries because you've never done it before and you want to see what the reaction is. It also looks good on a CV. Most galleries still want some type of bio or a little bit of information about you and your work. And if you say you've exhibited before, that adds a little bit in your favor. If you've never ever exhibited before, galleries are less likely to take a risk on you unless your work is just so fantastic that it blows everyone away. And not to burst anyone's bubble, but it rarely happens. There's very few Michelangelos in this world. There's very few Ansel Adams in this world. You know, very few Cortezes in this world. You know, these are fantastic, amazing photographers, you know, on par with actors like Robert De Niro in their trade. And very few of us are given gifts like this. Most of us have to work like the Dickens in order to get to levels like that. And we're not born with natural talent. The chance of you going, the chance of you being the Leonardo da Vinci of photography is pretty darn rare. So like the rest of us, you're going to have to work in order to get to where you want to go. So that's why I suggest starting small, building a small path, even though we're in this day of instant gratification. We all want to be these great photographers and have our work well known, etc. You got to pay your dues. Start off small, start in coffee houses and restaurants, and then go to galleries. My next tip is start small and build up. So once you've shown a few times in restaurants or coffee houses, then you may well be ready to show your work to a gallery. Do not go to the best gallery in town. Don't do it. It's a silly thing to do. First off, they may well not even look at you. And second of all, you don't want to burn that bridge. If you have the gallery that you want to exhibit at, then you got to be damn prepared before you go there. And exhibiting in coffee houses and restaurants, that might not impress them. Though it's a good place to start, trust me, it might not impress the biggest gallery in town. You don't want to go there. You want to go to a smaller gallery. You want to go to a gallery that accepts new artists. You want to go to a gallery that features similar types of work, and you want to start there before you go to the largest gallery in town. And that brings us to my next tip, is choose the gallery that fits your work. So before you go to any gallery, be it a big gallery or a small gallery, you want to have an idea of what types of artists they featured before. You know, typically if they're online and they're a well-known gallery, they may have links to past exhibitions, or you could actually go to the gallery, research the gallery, look at what types of work they've put up. If the gallery specializes in fine art portraiture, don't go there with your architectural work. They'll never accept it. Even if that's your dream gallery, give it up. Go to the next gallery in town. You have to know what the gallery features, or you're wasting your own time and you're wasting the gallery's time. Don't waste your time. Research the gallery before. And that really is a crucial tip. You know, some people only have a few galleries in their town, depending on where they live. If you're in a big metropolitan city, you may have a few. But if you're, you know, in a really small town, there might be only one or two. If they're not used to featuring your type of work, good chance they won't be into it. So again, you know, you may want to send your portfolio out of town, etc. But make sure that the gallery you want to exhibit in matches the type of work that you have. Even on our site, photography.ca, there's a forum of fine art photographers. And I get emails every single day of people wanting to be included in that list of photographers. I'm really, really picky, you know, and this, like 99% of the people, unfortunately, I reject. I have a certain vision for that part of the site, and I want the work that goes into that section to kind of blend in with the rest of the work. So I'm just speaking straight up from my experience. Make sure your work fits. In terms of the work that you show the galleries, this is also a really important one too. The work that you show, normally, these days, it should be a cohesive body of work. You don't want to do like a best of, you know, one photo from 1973, you know, when you were really prolific. You show them five photos from 73, then you stop for 15 years, you show them a couple in the 80s. The work should match. It should stand on its own. Don't give them a best of. They want to know what you're doing now. Most galleries would much rather see contemporary work that stands on its own. And for this podcast, I actually contacted a couple of galleries just to see what they had to say. I contacted a huge gallery in New York, the Robert Miller Gallery, and I spoke to Carl. And thanks, Carl, for sharing some info. And if anyone's interested, or they're in New York, they're at 524 West 26th Street, and straight up, don't even call them, because they're so big that they don't want you to call them. They're not interested in your submission. They'll call you. So again, like, you really need to know the level of gallery you're at. That gallery will only deal with really established artists, and it's by invitation only. If you're just a newbie, you've done a couple of group exhibitions, don't call that gallery or galleries of that caliber. You have to build up to it, create the buzz on your own, and maybe then galleries like that will invite you. That gallery simply does not accept new submissions. The other gallery I spoke with was the Stephen Bulger Gallery, and they're a fairly well-known gallery in Toronto, Ontario, and they're at 1026 Queen Street, and links for both those are going in the show notes. And at the Stephen Bulger Gallery, you know, they will accept new submissions. And after speaking with Jessica, the CV doesn't matter that much for Stephen Bulger's gallery. It really is the work. If the work stands on its own, then they may well accept you. You should know that they have an 18-month waiting list. You have to submit the work according to their specifications. I guess I could backtrack for 10 seconds to the beginning of the podcast and say that there is no standard format. Every gallery is different. Maybe before the internet came along, everyone sent slides, but you really have to find out what the requirements are of every particular gallery. Some galleries are not interested in receiving anything by email. Some galleries are only interested in receiving prints, hard prints on the best quality paper. It really depends on the gallery, so do your research beforehand. Find out what the gallery wants. Just don't show up, you know, with your stuff in the wrong format. You're wasting everyone's time and you look silly. There's lots of competition in the fine art world, and there's way more fine art photographers than there will ever, unfortunately, be, you know, representation by those fine art photographers in galleries. The galleries choose the cream of their crop, and they choose the format that they want to see the work in. And if you think you're too cool for that format, then you may as well just not apply, because it's like getting into medical school or something really competitive. you know, there's way more applicants than there are spaces. So follow the rules and do what they tell you. Okay, back to the Stephen Bulger Gallery. And again, Stephen's gallery as well, they want to see work on a theme. They don't want to see best of portfolios. The work has to be cohesive and stand on its own. Now, even though Jessica mentioned that, you know, the CV is not really important, obviously, if people are on the fence, if you're an absolute newbie and you have no track record, you know, your work may be that Michelangelo-like level of work or Leonardo-type level of work. You know, you're just that amazing, but chances are you're not that amazing. And if you do have a CV, that will help you, which is, again, why I suggested a few moments ago that it's a really good idea to show at smaller venues first, smaller galleries first, smaller coffee houses first, because you can build up that CV. And sometimes when people are on the fence, looking at a CV might make the difference between being accepted and not being accepted. For the Stephen Bulger Gallery, he actually has a portfolio submission list and a criteria page. I'm going to put links in the show notes as well, you know, just so people get an idea. But again, I can't stress strongly enough that you kind of got to do what the gallery wants you to do or you ain't going nowhere. I think that's going to do it for me for today. Those are my tips. I'd love to hear more tips. If people think that I forgot something important or people have been exhibiting more recently than I have that may have, you know, a fresher take on this situation, that would be great. Always open to suggestions. photography.ca@gmail.com. You can send me an email, post on the forums, post on the blog. Just keep posting. Sun's going down now, getting slightly cooler. I'm going to head off momentarily, but as always, get out there, keep on shooting. Do something you never did before. Get a $10 reversing ring off of eBay and turn your 50mm lens around and take big fat close-ups of your wedding ring or a penny or a quarter or a blade of grass. Have a good time, but as always, 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 keep on shooting. Bye for now, everyone. Have a good day.